Another win for Taina Pora, sort of. The High Court has ruled his compensation should be inflation adjusted. He was $2.5 million for wrongful imprisonment, of course, but the Cabinet didn't inflation index it. That would have added another $500,000 to $600,000. Now, Pora's lawyer, Jonathan Krebs, just wants the government to get on with it.
We're a bit disappointed about the reaction to it. We would have thought that now might be the time to stop fighting. We've had authorities fighting us every step of the way.
He reckons this case could set a precedent.
Previously, it was thought that these sorts of decisions on questions of compensation could not be reviewed by the High Court, but Her Honour's decision turns that around and says, well, in fact, they can.
Now, private investigator Tim McKinnell, of course, has been heavily involved in this case, and he's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
So a win in court, but nothing more really than another look by Cabinet. Does that bother you or worry you?
Well, it worries me a little bit. It doesn't bother me. I think it's probably a fair decision. The judge didn't want to be too aggressive, but it does bother me. We've time and again had either Cabinet, people involved in justice in this country, let Taina down. And so we're really hopeful that that's not another opportunity for him to be let down again.
Having said that, Amy Adams said she'd be taking her time to review it, which I read as political code for don't lose any sleep, it'll be a while.
You know, I don't think that's good enough. We don't think that's good enough. She might not be the Minister of Justice in 4 weeks' time. This is her mess. She needs to clean it up while she's got the opportunity.
She won't, though, will she?
Well, we hope she will. We'll continue to ask her publicly to do that. There are a number of issues she needs to address. I understand that constitutionally this is a bit of a big deal for Cabinet, but in terms of Taina's position, it's very easily fixed.
Wasn't it one of the difficulties that you always faced, no matter what you did in court, no matter whether you won or not, it always goes back to Cabinet and it always remains a political decision?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, Mike. There are real issues with political decisions around miscarriages of justice. They shouldn't be political decisions because that can, you know, has the opportunity to introduce a whole lot of biases and political things that really don't need to be part of this decision-making process.
So what is the process you would like to see in the best of all possible worlds?
Well, I think there's something that needs to be removed from politics now. Most countries have a criminal case review commission or some similar process that allows these types of miscarriages to be addressed and provide recommendations. I can see that a Minister of Justice will always have a vested interest in dealing with miscarriages of justice, but for them to have the final say in a discretionary way on how they should be treated, I think, is wrong.
How's Taina handled all this? Here was my concern. He got his compensation. You can argue to your blue in the face it wasn't right. Should have been inflation adjusted, fair enough. But what price not moving on with your life?
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure that the money is a factor in that. Taina's struggled with life on the outside, it's fair to say. We've tried to shield him from the spotlight as much as we can, but he's not coping particularly well, and that doesn't come as a surprise to us. And the money's made a difference in terms of getting by day to day, but it's not really fixed the effect that this has had on him.
All right, Tim, appreciate your time. Tim McKinnell. So here's what they said in the court yesterday. The minister had made an error in interpreting the guidelines around compensation. That error, said the judge, caused or was compounded by further errors in the minister's advice to Cabinet and in the reasons for the Cabinet decision itself. However, and this is the critical part, the decision, the judge said, with considerable reservations. The judge had considerable reservations about granting the relief. The judgment stopped short of ordering more compensation be granted. It does say there is nothing stopping the minister from taking the case back to Cabinet. So, of course, it becomes political. It started as political. It remains political. It will always be political, which then you've got to wonder how much relevance there was in going to court in the first place. Yes, a victory in court, but who is the ultimate court? Parliament. It is always Parliament. It is always the Cabinet. It will remain a political decision. And I would read Amy Adams, as I said to Tim a moment ago, I would read Amy Adams' comments yesterday as this is going nowhere fast.